haven't really talked to those guys throughout my process right now. The only guy I've talked to is Amari Bradshaw, who plays for the Giants. And, you know, he just told me to just come out and just take advantage of any opportunity that I get because, you know, he was a late pick in the draft last year. So, but, you know, everything worked out for the best with him. So if I just come out and just, like you said, take advantage of all the opportunities I get, things will work out for me. It's a lot of pressure because you have a lot of eyes looking at you, and you know you really don't get a whole bunch of throws to make. So you have to take advantage of each rep that you get, and you know you just have to make each rep that you get count. I'm kind of glad I'm 13th and not the first guy going. So you know I just have to just watch myself and just watch what the other guys are doing and just make sure I don't make the same mistakes and just go out and just relax. You know how much of a leader on and off the field I am, and you know my character is something that a lot of guys can look up to, and you know I have other hobbies and things that I like to do besides football. You know, something that's like fishing is something I love to do, and I always think I'm gonna be the next Bassmaster Champions. But you know, it's just like I said, my character and just me being a leader. You know, something that NFL teams, if they don't know now, they will know later. I don't think I have a whole lot to prove, you know. I mean, some guys like what I can do and some guys may not. I just have to come out and just make sure that I show the guys that have interest in me that I'll be a good pick for them. That's kind of hard to say. You know, I like to watch Vince Young and Peyton Manning, you know, play the game. But you know, I can't really say my style is similar to anybody in the league. Now, I think I'm probably in a category by myself. I'm not sure. You know, just by the way that I run the football and I can throw the football also. You know, I rushed for over 1,000 yards, threw for over 3. So, you know, it's just something different that you really don't see out of a bunch of quarterbacks. You know, Vince Young did it a couple years ago. So, if anybody, I'm probably close to him. A few guys asked me how would I feel about making a transition to wideout, and you know, at this point in time, I think I can be a quarterback on the next level. But if wideout is where my home is going to be, that's where I'm at. Yeah, you know, I had a lot of chance to see Josh Cribbs play because when we were back in the MAC at Marshall, and you know, he was a great quarterback in college, and you know, now he's doing pretty good in the NFL at wideout, so. You know, if that's what happens with me, I'm gonna just take advantage of it. My first year playing football was in fourth grade at my elementary school. I was 8 or 9 years old, and I played quarterback then. And you know, as the years went on, I started to play different positions. Like I played on the defensive side, playing defensive end, cornerback, and ended up back playing receiver and quarterback once I got into high school.
Question.
That was in Orlando, Florida. Yeah.
What'd you learn from
your youth coaches? I really didn't grasp it into college. You know, I really didn't get coached all that well back at Jones High School because we had a whole bunch of first year guys, young guys, and by the time I became a senior, so. You know, once I got to Marsh, you know, it was a different world, and you know, I had a different outlook on what the game of football was all about.